The November election ballot has been set in Connecticut after Tuesday's primary. David DeRoche is a reporter for WNPR Public Radio. He says the contest for Elizabeth Estey's congressional seat in the 5th House District drew a lot of attention after Estey decided not to seek re-election this year after a controversy within her own office.
Yeah, so she opted out of running after this scandal within her office where she sort of had hid some allegations of sexual misconduct among a staff member. So that opened up the 5th congressional seat, which is probably the most contested seat in Connecticut. It has some cities, but it has a lot of rural areas. And so that opened it up for some new candidates. And the person who took it was Jahana Hayes, the 2016 Teacher of the Year. So she's facing Manny Santos. He's a former mayor of Meriden. He won a three-way race yesterday. He was also the endorsed GOP candidate. But he has had some problems raising money. She has the backing of Chris Murphy, who's probably the most popular politician in Connecticut. So Manny Santos is certainly seen as the underdog in that race.
And to the race for governor, Bob Stefanowski, a man who calls himself Bob the Rebuilder. Can you tell us this Bob the Rebuilder campaign and what it was all about?
That's right. So Bob the Rebuilder, he was one of three businessmen on the GOP governor's race for the primary. And he sort of ran on this platform of cut taxes, eliminate the income tax. He also, you know, really hyped up his experience as a business guy. He's the former CEO of a payday loan company, and also he was an executive at General Electric for a while. So he really hyped that. But he also didn't have any experience in public office, and he also hadn't voted in quite some time. He didn't vote in the 2016 presidential election, and people tried to use that to paint him as somebody who didn't care about politics. But he really, I think, he used that to his advantage to say, "Hey, I'm an outsider. I'm tired of the system," and he really played that up, and it seemed to work.
And he'll be facing Greenwich businessman Ned Lamont. Could you tell us more about Ned Lamont?
Right. So we have two businessmen fighting for the governorship of Connecticut. So Ned is a businessman from Greenwich. He has run several businesses and he's made he's also has run a few times for state office, never quite got there. He was nominated for the U.S. Senate and I think it was 2006. He beat Joseph Lieberman in the primary race, but then Lieberman actually won in the general as an independent. So Ned has been on the scene for a while, but this will be his first actual nomination for governor.
And what about the race for governor? Are people running against Anna Molloy? Are they running against Donald Trump? How is this shaping up so far?
So, yeah, a combination of things. So Governor Molloy is one of the most popular governors outside of Connecticut, but ironically, he's one of the least liked within the state. So people have really, at least on Ned Lamont's camp, have distanced themselves from the governor here. Last night in his acceptance speech, Lamont really did sort of run, talk for about 5 minutes about Donald Trump and saying things like, you know, I give him an F on this, I give him an F on that. So it seems like certainly the national political climate is coming into the conversation here, and both candidates are going to be using it to their advantage.
And you mentioned Senator Chris Murphy. It appears, although nothing is ever definite, that he should have an easy run toward re-election.
Yeah, Senator Murphy probably will have an easy ride on this in this campaign. That seat usually, when it is contested, the Democrats have traditionally taken it and run with it.
Any other races unknown? Any surprises or upsets we should know about?
Everything was pretty standard across the board. I think Bob Stefanowski winning the GOP race was probably the biggest surprise for us here. That five-way race got a little bit contentious, and Mark Boughton, the endorsed candidate, did not too poorly, but not as well as a lot of people thought. But pretty much across the board, it was pretty much as expected. Jahana Hayes, of course, that race was pretty tight all the way across, but pretty much for the rest of the races, I think it's really what we expected to see.
David DeRoche is a reporter for WNPR Public Radio in Connecticut.